Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Best names in the business are friends of the program here on You Better You Bet.
The great Ian Eagle.
Nick and Femi are such close friends. I would even consider getting divorced, even though I'm very happily married, just to get remarried, to have them as groomsmen. That's how much they mean to me.
Hey, everyone, it's Brian Anderson of TNT Sports, and you are listening to the great Rick and Jimmy. And these two are such close friends. Nick and Femi. Better bet. You should bet. No, you better bet now. Better. You better you bet. Nick and Femi. You Better You Bet, my favorites.
This is You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The magnificent Football Monday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and whoever the hell you are on the BetMGM Network. First hour of the show devoted to the National Football League. Why the Pittsburgh Steelers are D-E-D dead and D-U-N done, and why I think Mike Tomlin should be fired at season's end, and why I think the Ravens will beat them coming up on Sunday to reclaim control of the AFC North. We got into Baltimore losing to Cincinnati on Thursday night, and why I was a little enthused with Lamar Jackson's play despite the turnovers. Lamar looked healthy to me. I think we get a better Lamar Jackson effort coming up this Sunday against the overhyped and overrated and overpaid Pittsburgh Steelers defense. We broke down the AFC South and how this has turned into a three-team race and why I believe the Texans are actually the best team in the division. But I think the winner of Colts-Jaguars on Sunday in Jacksonville will end up winning the AFC South when it's all said and done. Also got into the Chiefs and the Cowboys on Thanksgiving in the sandwich game on Turkey Day. Why I still think the Chiefs are going to make the playoffs and win out and go 11-6 and make it as a wild card team. And we'll get to Dallas a little later this hour, because I think that Dallas and the hopes to win the NFC East, that dream, alive and well after the egg the Eagles laid on Black Friday against the Chicago Bears. So we'll get to that as we move along. We will break down Monday Night Football with the Giants and the Patriots as we move along. All our bets for tonight will close the show. Right now, in real time, at 5.02 p.m. Eastern on Monday, December 1st, LSU Athletic Director, I had to look him up because they got rid of like the old AD. Remember, like the governor wanted him out because of the whole Brian Kelly fiasco. His name is Virge Ausberry. What a name. I kind of wish my last name was Ausberry. I like that a lot. Just introduced Lane Kiffin as the school's next head coach. And Lane is at the podium. I have it on one of my TVs in the office here. Lane is giving his introductory press conference right now as the new head coach of LSU. And this has been the omnipresent storyline. And as Tyler writes in our chat, Lane has got the Donald Trump spray tan going on. Like, he's orange. And I'm not hating. I don't know if anyone should admit this. I've done spray tanning before. I once got spray tanned and then went to get my hair cut. And my barber was like this Russian guy. And I remember he was cutting, like put his finger on my neck while he was, like, cutting my hair or whatever, and showed me, like, the brown that, like, that came off of, like the spray tan liquid. I remember he looked at me with disgust and said, "What is this brown?" And I was very embarrassed in that moment. I went spray tanning again the following week. So Lane is very tan. He's got the Donald Trump spray tan going on. And this has been the omnipresent storyline in college football. And we talked about it a ton last week. It did not lead, unfortunately for me, and actually, I finally won betting college football this week after a number of weeks just getting kicked in the junk. One of those wins was not the Egg Bowl, where I bet Mississippi State plus 7.5, game close 7, yada, yada, yada. Ole Miss wins by 19. So Ole Miss wins the Egg Bowl, improves to 11-1, and then the drama really started in Oxford. And I'm sure by this point, people are aware that Lane left, obviously, to go coach LSU. He's literally giving his introductory press conference right now. Tried to take, like, his whole staff with him. Wanted to coach the team in the college football playoff. And, of course, Ole Miss says no to that. AD Keith Carr's like, there's no way. This is, like, it's not fantasy world. That was never going to happen. Despite what anyone says, that was never going to happen. And with Lane leaving, with his team on the cusp of the college football playoff, it has sparked. And we have plugged in the outrage machine. People are very, very, very upset. As they usually are. Looking for a reason to fetch, bitch, and moan about anything under the sun. And I do think that there are parts of this that you can accurately, in my opinion at least, criticize Lane Kiffin for. Lane has got that touch of unseriousness about him, and has for since he was like a young hotshot assistant at USC along with Sark under Pete Carroll when Al Davis hired him to be the Raiders head coach, like 20 years ago. This has been going on with Lane Kiffin for a long time. Lane has always had that touch of unseriousness about him, that touch of, he likes the drama. He loves social media. He's 50, and he's still doing this. Like, he's never going to not do it. Because if he were going to stop, he would have already. This is who he is, for better or worse. And people can certainly argue that it's for worse. You could certainly make that argument. Think about 1 year at Tennessee, leaves to co-coach USC. Fired on the tarmac at USC. And since then, you got to give him credit. Rehabilitated his career. Goes to work for Nick Saban at Alabama. Goes to coach at FAU. Like, think about, like, the ego of Lane Kiffin. Was the coach, the Oakland Raiders in his 30s, is coaching at FAU. And I lived by that campus for years. Great, beautiful place. Not exactly a college football powerhouse, Florida Atlantic. The Owls. And he rehabbed his image and gets to Ole Miss, right? So there's always been this touch of unseriousness about Lane. And there's a lot of this that has been unseriousness and, frankly, unnecessary. Where he didn't have to drag this out. I think it's pretty obvious that, like, he knew he was going to do this, right? My family and I prayed about this. It's like, come on. Like, you probably, I don't nod in his head to know that for sure. He probably knew he was going to take the job. The idea that Ole Miss was going to let him coach is laughable, is ludicrous. Like, forget about college football. In no job in America does something like this happen and you get to keep your gig. There's no way. This is not how life works. Like, it just isn't. It's not.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And Lane has been painting himself as the victim, throwing the AD under the bus in the statement that he put out yesterday on social media. Like, I tried every avenue to coach the team. The quote is, we tried everything possible to coach the team through the playoff. Like, it was never happening. With guardrails in place. Like, what is this, corporate BS? Like, come on, dude. So if you want to criticize Lane for that, I certainly understand. I get it. And like burning bridges on the way out, you can criticize him for that. The issue that I take with people, and I got a big issue with this, is the people that want to say, well, how can he do this to the kids? He coached them this whole year. They've been here for years. And they make the playoff. And now he's leaving them on. He's leaving them in the lurch. It's a disgrace. He's supposed to be molding young men. He's supposed to be shaping them. That's what a coach is supposed to do. That's what college football's all about. Grow up. First off, these kids that you're talking about are all getting paid. I was paying student loans until I was 32. No one gave a damn about me, but it's not about me. I just want to say that. They're getting paid. Like, if they're going to get paid, then I don't know if we can do this whole song and dance. Oh my God, he's left them at the altar at the 11th hour. Give me a break. Miss me with it. And yes, the college football calendar is stupid. Like, if you're Lane Kiffin, I'm being sincere now. I've just criticized him for a bunch of things. I don't like the way he handled some of this. Some of it was unnecessary. He could have just taken the job and said, I understand. I regret that this is the situation, but this is what I think's best for my family. The end. He'd still get hate for it, but you would understand. So I've just criticized him for a lot. I will not criticize him for making a good decision for his family. I won't do it. When the transfer portal opens on January 2nd, and you have to have the job, right? Regardless, you want to coach like the team in the playoff. Ridiculous. Like, this is the calendar of college football has forced things like this to happen. And the idea that all of you people out there, and that, it's not everybody that feels this way, right? But if you're one of these people, you better you bet on this Monday. If you're one of these people that wants to say, Lane Kiffin left the kids in the lurch. How could he do this? What a disgrace. You would do the same thing. You would do the same thing. And if you want to say that you wouldn't, you're one of two things. Stupid or a liar. And I'm not sure what's worse. So Lane Kiffin, or anyone in this, I don't even want to turn it into Lane. You're a college football coach. Especially, think about the arc that we've talked about with Lane. How he had to go to the bottom to get back to the top. And now he's got a chance to go do what is definitively and unquestionably a better job at LSU and get paid a boatload of money to do it. And he's supposed to not do it so he can coach Ole Miss in the college football playoff to make a decision for his life and for his family that's better for him? I'm convinced that all these people that are like, oh, what a disgrace he is. I would never do that. I have more integrity than that. My guess is you don't have kids. Because if you had kids, like I do, you would know anything for your children. Anything to secure their future. And it's not like Lane's going to be poor if he stays at Ole Miss. That's not the point of this. The point is that you are going to do what's best for you and your family. Period. End of story. And if there were an opportunity for Lane to stay and the calendar was moved back a little bit, I'm sure he would have done it. There's no reason why he wouldn't have done it. But this idea that coaches are supposed to sacrifice, like, their lives, their livelihoods, their careers, because the calendar is stupid in college football is ludicrous. That's my beef with people. Lane's a bad, he's a bad person. He left the kids. Shut up. Stop it. I would have left them in 1 second. And it doesn't mean that you don't care about them or you don't want them to win. But at the end of the day, you got to do what's best for you. And if you heard that, oh, he's so selfish. Great. You have a family. See how it feels. I'd be out of there in 1 second. Not with glee. And I would have handled it differently than Lane did. But this idea that you can't, like, you got to sacrifice your situation when the calendar of college football is ass backwards? No way. No way. Might get worse for Ole Miss. I have no idea if Pete Golding, if I were advising him, I'd say, like, Pete, get a haircut. That'd be my advice for him. Defensive coordinator, he handles their recruiting, whatever. He's going to be, he's like the permanent, what a coup for this guy. Lane Kiffin's biggest fan right now is Pete Golding. Like, never mentioned for any other job, and I'm not saying he can't be a great coach. Maybe he is. Never mentioned for, like, Florida was like tripping over themselves trying to decide between him or John Summerall, right? That's not what this was. And all of a sudden, Auburn's trying to hire the USF coach. It's like, oh, should we hire Pete Golding instead? Now he's the permanent coach at Ole Miss. Amazing. Like, honestly, he's the big winner. Not Lane Kiffin. This guy's the big winner. So Pete Golding is the interim, the permanent coach at Ole Miss. Okay. I'm going to create a scenario for everybody. And it's an unlikely one, I acknowledge. It's unlikely. Because Texas Tech is almost a 2-touchdown favorite against BYU. What happens if BYU beats Texas Tech this weekend in the Big 12 title game? BYU's in, right? BYU's in the playoff if that happens. Texas Tech, I think, is in, win or lose, in the college football playoff. So let's read the teams that we think as of right now are in, right? Ohio State, win or lose the Big 10 title game, is in. Indiana, win or lose the Big Ten title game, is in. Georgia could lose to Alabama in the SEC title game. Georgia's still in. I think Bama could lose 100-0 on Saturday and still make it. You can't be the number one seed in the SEC and not make the conference. They're going to get penalized for losing like a reward game to win the conference? No way. Bama's in. A&M's in, despite the loss to Texas. Do you think the committee's going to kick Notre Dame out if BYU wins? Or Oklahoma? Or Oregon? What about Ole Miss? With Lane Kiffin out. We know the committee has something in there for injuries like we saw with Jordan Travis, or coaches leaving. Think about it. If BYU wins, who's out? And is it Ole Miss? Femi and I will talk about it on the other side and give you our early thoughts on conference championship weekend in college football.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.